Exercise 9, page 227.
Patents are a kind of intellectual property. They allow the holder to stop anyone else from making, marketing, and selling their invention without their agreement or permission. They are filed on a national basis, though the EU did set up a centralized service called the European Patent Office in 1977. Applications here, however, will simply be copied, translated, and sent to the patent offices of the member states. Though there is evidence of some kind of patent recognition in ancient Greece, Venice was the first place to have a patent statute passed in 1474. The Statute of Monopolies was passed in England in 1624 and established that a patent could only be granted on a new invention. The legal decision in 1799 in favor of James Watt, that's W-A-T-T, and his steam engine patent, made a further distinction. A patent could be granted on an old invention as long as it improved it, essentially creating something new in the process. Before applying for a patent, it is important to be sure that the idea is patentable. A major part of this definition is that the thing you want to patent should be mainly man-made, since you cannot patent natural materials, minerals, and biological processes. Additionally, the thing must be novel or new, in other words, as well as useful and not obvious. The application consists of a description of the item, with drawings if necessary, sufficient in detail for an expert in the area to be able to make the item. Patent applications cost money, which is not refundable in cases of rejection.